Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
So today is National Fluffernutters Day.
I'll bring the Fluffernutters.
Give me all your Fluffernutters.
Fluffer.
Nutters.
Fluffer.
Nutter.
That sounds nasty.
What is it?
Marshmallow cream and peanut butter sandwich.
Is it contagious?
No. They're delicious.
It's delicious.
Where's the difference?
As long as I got a cup of coffee,
I'll try anything once.
Let's start the show.
Fluffernutter Day. Wow, it's the Mike and Carla Morning Show along with our producer, Morty. It is Tuesday morning, Carla, at about 6:04.
I personally would have gone with National Pierogi Day, but it's also Pierogi Day today.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That was like the meal. And believe it or not, pierogies can be a meal.
Oh, yeah.
At my grandmother's house after church every Sunday growing up.
Well, right over by my house, the Pierogi Cafe has opened. Yeah. They moved over there. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Look at
I know
you.
It. There used to be, I think, over at the swap meet. They were in one where you could go, you know, anytime during the week. They had an outside entrance. But yeah, the Pierogi Cafe. I know. Oh, my God. I know it. Oh,
all the people from Chicago, Cleveland, Detroit.
I know.
Pittsburgh.
Yep. All of our Polish, Russian, Czechoslovakian, Slovakian, yes, all of them are just
And by the way, can I say your T-shirt this morning? We all have our VGK shirts on.
I know, and I have my jacket in the car, and I meant to bring it in.
But this T-shirt you're wearing this morning that everybody saw on Facebook Live,
yes,
looks nice. But can I tell and be honest with you? I hate to do this right off the bat. You look like a little boy. You look like Opie.
I'm waiting
for you to say,
fly, bird,
fly.
Fly, little bird, fly.
Morty, be honest.
Aww.
Now you look like Gary Busey and a little boy.
A transitioning.
Right, here we go. Transitioning.
Gary Busey as a little boy.
I said that on. I looked at myself on Facebook Live, and I said, I do. I look like a 10-year-old boy.
It's a nice shirt.
It is.
Oh, it's like the softest shirt, and I love it. And it's, it's a women's shirt from Abercrombie.
Oh, man.
And it's, when I got it, even, it was like, okay. Well, sure. So just call me Opie Taylor today.
Okay. Sunshine warm today. Tomorrow going to be nice. Can't beat the weather. High today, low 90s. Upper 80s tomorrow, about 59 now. Carla has her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Well, there's a big Halloween party I think Morty might like to go to in L.A.
All right, we'll talk more about that, some other stories after R.E.M. Losing My Religion.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Sponsored by the Kane County Office of Tourism. Plan your adventure to Kanab at visitsouthernutah.com. Metallica put up an online clock that's counting down to Thursday at noon Eastern time. That would be 9 a.m. our time. Not saying what it's counting down to. Maybe a new album. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe a tour. Not sure. But something. Counting down to something.
They did the S&M 2.
Right.
Which is being, I don't, maybe
and
it's that, that.
Maybe it is that. Maybe
anybody
is.
Else
now,
know?
I know? Remember, he had to go into, James Hetfield had to go back into rehab. So,
okay.
Maybe that's when he's released. Maybe he's getting out. That's all it was. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm out. How you doing, guys? But yeah, this is Thursday noon Eastern time, 9 o'clock our time. I will keep you posted as
everybody else.
Yes. Brett Favre, in a recent interview, I actually saw this. He said he had actually trouble quitting the NFL. He said it's hard. It's a hard thing to step away from. Mm-hmm. But now he says he's absolutely wondering if he played too long, because his memory is not real good.
Oh, boy.
And he's worried about how the game affected his brain. And, I mean, I'm sure, you know, even since then, football has changed, you know. And, so how old is he now? He's got, 50?
Something like
mid-50s,
that.
Mid-50s, probably, in there, I would think. Yeah.
Talk to Jim McMahon.
Yeah, exactly.
About the effects of
49.
Yeah, 40. He's only
49.
Well, yeah,
49.
He retired at 40, didn't he? 40 or 41, right? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. God, that's scary.
Mm-hmm.
This might be legit scary. Morty, there's going to be a Halloween party And it is Halloween night at the house from the original Scream movie in California.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It's $200, but they're only selling 150 tickets. And you have to show up in some sort of costume. But, yeah, how cool would that be?
Everyone's just going to dress up as the ghost.
Exactly. Just wear the mask. Right?
And then there's going to be one person that's actually a real killer.
Right. Yes. Yeah. I'd dress up as, like, guy number two.
Yeah.
Just go see in the movie. Who, just some passerby.
You could actually wear that shirt.
Who are you? I could. What do you mean? I'm guy number three.
Yeah.
It was the passerby at the store. And a big, it's sad, I will tell you. Alex Trebek hinting that he could be nearing the end of his career.
I will keep doing it as long as my skills do not diminish, and they have started to diminish. Look, I'm slurring my words. My tongue doesn't work as well as it used to. The chemo has caused sores inside my mouth. It makes it difficult for me to speak and enunciate properly.
Man, so big good thoughts to Alex Trebek. He has a rough go, and man, I hate to see that. Jeez, that's all he's done for 45 years, probably.
Wow.
Game shows, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think he started Jeopardy about 35 years ago. So, I know. Right.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah. Man.
10K Payday Contest continues. The latest winner, this is Jenna Basile, who got the call from the Beasley banker. Listen how excited she was.
Oh, my God. I'm really going to cry. Thank you so much.
She was so excited. Like you said, Carla, off the air. I think she was crying. And what she's going to do with the money, this is amazing.
I have a triple major in biology, chemistry, and mathematics. I pay for school myself, it's all going to school.
A triple biology major.
Oh, God. Girl, you could have saved money just with maybe a dual major. How about that?
$1,000.
Wow.
Imagine what you could do with $10,000 when you make that announcement on Monday. But there's still time to play. Your next go word coming up at 8 o'clock. You want more info on the 10K Payday Contest? Just dial it up. The website, 96.3KKLZ.com. Carla, tell everybody what happened on this date back in history.
Well, back in 1906, Mike, his name's Carl Nessler, he introduced the perm hairstyle. Yes. Yes, where you went in and you requested to have your hair come out looking like crap.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he did. And I, in case you didn't know this, willingly went in and said, I want a perm. Mm-hmm. Yes, I did. I was going for a look that I never could quite get with my hair. But, yeah, it was great.
Do you remember how old you were?
Oh, please. I was like 25 when I got my first one. I got it for a few years. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I did.
Now, a lot of people, if you see pictures of me in the early 70s.
Yeah, that was a natural, man.
A lot of people thought I had a perm done. But that was all natural.
Yes.
Like you said.
Yeah, it was like Bernie from Room 222.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it was big.
Yeah, oh, it was really big. Yeah.
I think told Delbra, a kid that
recently, and they said, what room, what is the, forget
222.
It. Oh, my God.
But you went in willingly and said, hey, make this thing.
Perm my hair, baby. Yeah.
You know what? How many other people did that listening this morning? What's the weirdest thing you ever did because of fashion or whatever the case may be?
Yeah.
To your hair. Now, as much as we're talking about the perm, I know a lot of people try to straighten their hair.
Oh, yeah.
They had or iron their hair.
Well, it's that thing, especially with women. You always want what you don't have. If you have curly hair, you want it straight. If you have straight hair, you want it curly. So, yeah. Flat ironing? Yeah. Not pretty for a lot of women, especially if you have that kinky hair.
Yeah.
It just goes back to being kinky. And it's like, what did you burn it? You fried your hair.
You know, that's not healthy.
No, it's not good for your hair, girl. You're going to have to do a VO5 mask on that.
Hey, wake up!
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Gets me going in the morning.
Wakes me up the right way.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
All right, so we found out it's the anniversary of the perm. The perm.
1906, the perm goes back to, and they used to smell awful.
I can't believe it goes back that far.
I know, neither can I, man. But, and I got one. I got several over about 4 years or so, four or 5 years,
So we just wanted to know, what's the weirdest, wildest, wackiest thing you've ever done? to your hair or with your hair?
Well, Janet says my mother used to give me perms. Wouldn't pay those salon prices, so that was always good, a home perm.
We could save money.
Oh, my God. Kevin says one time I decided I needed my hair redder, so I bought henna powder, put it on my hair, and it turned the color of a pumpkin. Had to go to the store, buy brown hair dye because I had to work the next morning. My hair turned out this nice auburn color, and everyone actually complimented me on it. I was about 19 years old.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. Michelle, my friend has strawberry blonde hair, and back in the day, she used, it's called Sun-In, and we'd use that in our hair to lighten it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and all it did was dry your hair out. She said, because it gave you that kind of sun-kissed
look. Yeah.
And she said her hair turned completely orange, and that was a thing.
Yep.
It
yeah, I had totally the same issue.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't have light hair, Sun-In didn't give you the sun-kissed look.
No.
Give you the clown look.
Yes, it did. It turned your hair orangish. Carrie says, oh, man, the perm. Trying to find a pick when I had mine, I was about 10. It was like someone electrocuted a poodle.
Nice. You posted your picture,
I'm
right?
I'm posting my picture right now. I'm going to post yours as well, which yours was natural.
Yes.
And I'm sure your parents were thrilled about it.
I'm sure. Bill's on the phone. Bill, did you do it?
I did it.
Oh, Bill, did you have a perm?
I did. The first one, she did it really light, so it was kind of like a wave, and I really liked it.
Cool.
And then I went back, so let's do a little stronger this time, and it was Little Orphan Annie.
Oh, that was all of mine.
Yeah, I got fried.
Bill, like, when was this?
This was probably 75.
Yeah, okay. Oh, wow, well before me. Yeah.
75, 76.
Oh, yeah. They carried over for a long time. Now I understand they're doing... Well, perms. They're doing body waves again.
Oh, is that what they're doing?
Just to give you like what women call the beach wave.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
See, mine developed in, I went with the fro, if you will.
Yes.
In my case, I think it was 71.
Okay.
But I carried it. I carried it through the early to mid to late 70s.
You pulled it on up, did you?
I hung on to
it. You know, now that would be called cultural appropriation, and you couldn't get away with that.
I tell you what it did, too. In 79, Blondie came to the Latin Theater for the Performing Arts.
Oh, no. What'd
so
you do?
So I went in to get my hair dyed.
What color? Blonde?
It was a temporary... dye. Eggplant was the color.
Oh, sweet!
Okay, she said, it will wash out. It did not wash out.
No, it was not.
Love it. Have a great day, my
you
friend.
Too.
You know, the reaction that some people posted from your appearance in the video, the morning show video.
Yeah.
Regarding the 10K payday contest.
Right.
That's one thing. I can't even imagine what people are going to say about the photos you posted.
Yeah, about her perms.
Yours is a perm.
Well, mine's a perm. Yours is natural, man.
That's right, baby.
Yours is natural.
It's all natural, baby.
I'm surprised you didn't want straight hair.
I did.
Back then. Oh, okay.
But you
figured if you can't, you know, can't beat them.
And somebody gave me a straightener like you would.
Oh, jeez.
And then I... I looked like... even more of a dork. And then when I went to school, everybody went, oh, what happened to your hair?
What did you do? Oh, my God, that's awesome.
That's the picture.
I'd love to see.
You know, it was parted on the side.
Oh, man. Can I read one? I might get in trouble for reading this, but, well... Russ, he won't care.
No.
He said I wasn't even going to say anything, but when I was 12 or 13, I was upset that I didn't have any chest hair, so I cut some hair from my head and I taped it to my chest. Oh, he said my mom reminds me of that too.
That's
this
awesome.
Day. Well, of course she does.
Listen, even to Russ, even to this day, I can't grow hair.
That's awesome.
On my
that's
chest,
so funny. I can, oddly enough.
Well, but you're Italian,
guys, exactly. Being an Italian woman, we have that advantage.
Of course, I used to tell my girls you can't grow hair on steel. So.
Yeah, that's right, Mike. Yes.
Just a few things we think you should know.
Yes.
That's coming up after the Bee Gees' Night Fever.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, I know Halloween's around the corner, but researchers have found that watching horror movies, thrillers, and comedies contributes to an aging face. Because of all the different faces you make when you're shocked, scared, or laughing, you squint, you're frowning. You can get crow's feet and frown lines, and it's just not good. I hate hearing this. Being a comic, being a comedian, I don't like that.
Because people react to your material, and you don't want your face to freeze.
No. So you have to watch just stuff that sucks, leaves you expressionless. Showgirls, right? New Amsterdam, things like that.
Shut up!
You don't want to come over tonight?
For the big watch party of New Amsterdam? Well, I was thinking of bringing a bucket of chicken, wearing my scrubs, you know, getting into the whole thing, you know, the whole mood.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, wearing my New Amsterdam t-shirt, my jersey.
Yeah. Your sweater.
Settle down, Carla. Settle down.
Okay.
A new study by the American Institute of CPAs reveals that the average weekly allowance for a child is now $30. $30 a week. Yeah. $30 a week. I know. Well, it's
That's an allowance.
That's not going to... well, but you guys haven't bought stuff in a while. That's not going to pay for much, but, you know.
So that's $120
That's not even a video game, really. I mean, you know. Yeah.
$120 a month.
Yeah.
What's that a year?
$1,400
Okay.
Yeah, $1,400 a year.
A year?
Yeah.
Just for being a kid?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you have stuff to... Listen, I got news. They do more homework than we could ever think of doing. You know what I mean? When they go home, we can get, go home and sit down and watch New Amsterdam. Sit around in our drawers. Right. They got to do homework and crap.
You know what? They have a computer.
$30 I know. $30
it's
a week.
Done like that.
Yeah. I think I got five. I got $5 a week. So.
I got nothing.
No, you didn't get an allowance.
No.
Well, there's a reason for that, Morty.
Sometimes having other kids
and I think
helps
we're living with it now.
Yeah. Having siblings always helped in that because they got, it was the old, well, they got, okay, there it is.
You had some bargaining power.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
See, Morty, you had nothing.
No, you didn't.
I had nothing.
No.
Okay.
No, you did not, Morty.
I feel bad now.
But
I'm sorry
I do.
About that.
Listen, Mom.
Look.
Is it retroactive? We were talking about the perm, the anniversary of the perm. Well, something millennials are bringing back, the mustache.
What?
They're bringing back the mustache because everything old is new again.
Mm-hmm.
And vintage, nostalgia, it's huge. And apparently, you know, 70s porn is real popular with the millennials. But yeah, they're bringing the mustache back.
Well, that's just perfect. Something else I can't grow.
Yeah, I know. Good luck with that.
64-year-old man, I can't.
It's almost Movember, too. I love it. That's always fun, Morty. You should see the end of the month. It's like, did you even start growing it? Yes! This is full beard. Oh, so, you know what? Cheers to the mustache, and it is Tuesday. A few things you should know.
Next hour, we have those tickets for Fleetwood Mac coming back to Vegas. Win them before you could even buy them. This is for their date in November.
Yes.
We'll give those away about 8:40, 7:25 right now. Carla, in things we think you should know, the whole allowance thing, I started thinking about it, and you said $30 a week.
About $30 a week, that's the average now for kids.
Mom and Dad, what are you paying your kids' allowance now? Is that above average or below? Are you above or below?
Well, and what are they doing? What chores? I mean, I had to, like, I'm trying to think of what, I don't know, I used to vacuum. I liked it.
Right.
I can't even remember vacuuming. I'd help my mom, like, clean, fold laundry and things like that.
Yeah.
Because at that time, it was kind of fun.
See, being a guy, I was outdoors. I was helping my dad mow the lawn.
Right.
Rake the leaves.
Right.
Do some landscaping, stuff like that. Take out the garbage.
Right. Well, my brothers, they had to set the table. And I remember when my mom asked me to do it once, and I thought that was boys' work. It's like, I don't do that. That's boys' work.
I know dishes was a big thing on growing up.
So, I mean, like, what chores do you have to do now? What are your kids doing for the money you're giving them?
And what kind of money you giving them?
Yeah.
Get up. Good morning, everybody.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
So, Carla had mentioned in things we think you should know, it's the average $30, the average allowance for a kid.
Yeah.
Which turns out to be $120 a month. And we figured out the yearly salary for a kid is a little over $1,400 a year.
Yeah. Do I think that's high? Yeah, it seems kind of high. I guess I would figure like $20 a week, maybe. But some interesting texts that we got. Linda said, in 89, I paid my son $10 a week for picking up, you know, the dog do, emptying the dishwasher, keeping his room clean. If it were now, it would still be $10 a week, especially if his room is as clean now as he kept it then. Put raspberries. Mike said, my kid had a daily list of tasks, 25 cents a piece. Now, she does them all without being told it's $14 a week. Guess how often she's gotten that. And then says, growing up, I had dishes, vacuuming, both lawns. Mike, you were talking about the lawn.
Yeah.
3 times a week. I was the oldest sibling. My parents said I got room and board for that. When I pressed for compensation, the math showed me owing my parents money instead.
I bet. Yeah, there weren't too many kids in the black.
No, exactly. I love that when I pressed for compensation. Mm-hmm. Let's discuss this.
Put my union leader in.
If we can, yes, that's right.
Who was Billy down the street?
What?
Or Johnny Paul on Andy Griffith. Talked Opie.
That's right.
You're only getting a quarter?
Yeah, you're
25
only getting
cents?
A quarter? Yeah.
That's nuts.
No, I remember that episode. That was,
So vacuuming, cleaning, mowing the lawn, stuff like that, things you did to earn your allowance. Larry, what about you?
When I was younger, I used to be in the circus, and in order for one of my chores that I had to do to acquire my allowance was cleaning out the bear cages and the chimp cage.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Seriously?
Oh, okay, so maybe mowing the lawn wasn't so bad, Mike.
Or raking the leaves.
Yeah, raking the leaves.
Ooh, wow.
Man.
Mary Jo, what about you? What did you have to do to make your allowance?
Chickens.
What?
For us to get paid, we had to go around and pick up the feathers.
Huh.
I am terrified of chickens anymore.
Oh, you grew up...
Chickens run.
You.
That sounds like the crappiest job ever.
Both of them, actually. My God.
To have to pick up feathers from a chicken?
Oh, my God. You know, my mom grew up on a farm. My grandmother had a farm, and she...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they had to. She had to do those kind of things, too, like pluck them and all that. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's no wonder she grew up to be a banger sister. Jeez.
As you have always claimed.
Yes, exactly.
It's time to play the 10K Payday Contest.
Oh, my God.
On 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas.
All right, Vegas, here we go. Another chance to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest. This hour's code word, calm.
Calm?
Yep.
C-A-L-M, calm.
That's the word you need right there, calm, for your chance to win $1,000. Text it off, calm, to 45911. That is 45911. Win $1,000 and also qualify for the 10K payday. Enter calm at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the free KKLZ app you have on your smartphone. Again, the current word, calm, and I feel that way when I say it. 45911, 15 minutes to get it out there. If a weird number calls you on your cell phone in about a half hour, pick it up this time. Might be the Beasley banker telling you you're putting $1,000 in your pocket. Calm. Text it 45911. Good luck.
Give you a chance to grab your share of the 10K payday contest. The $1,000, the word is calm, C-A-L-M. You still have a few more minutes. Text it to 45911. Or to qualify for the 10K, you have to enter it through the free KKLZ app or online at 96.3KKLZ.com.
Cool.
People still texting in from last hour?
Yeah.
About the allowance or about the perm?
We're getting all of them. A lot of people with the perm thing. It's the anniversary of the perm.
And we talked about this in the 6 a.m. hour.
We did. And some people have sent their own pictures.
I love that.
Somebody said, oh, my God, my mother made me get a perm. I had really straight hair.
Mm-hmm.
And curly hair was really the thing. She made me get a perm. Burned my hair. I swear they were as small as matchsticks.
Oh, no.
I called myself, and please forgive me, I had just watched Roots. I called it my kizzy perm.
Oh.
Oh, no.
You have to name your hair, I guess.
Yes, I know. I know it. Oh, my God.
Well, it's on Facebook if you want to check it out. which you can like and link up with through our website, 96.3kklz.com. Carla has another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Oh, Justin Bieber's wife, she is in hot water.
We'll find out why, plus some other stories after Journey.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Sponsored by the Kane County Office of Tourism. Plan your adventure to Kanab at visitsouthernutah.com. Well, there's talk that Scarlett Johansson's Black Widow might somehow return to the main timeline of the Marvel Universe. Is this a good thing, Morty? Is that a good thing?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Just checking. I know
they're making a movie.
Character. Yeah.
And it's going to be a prequel. So
it's got. Okay. So it's got to. I mean, it's Scarlett Johansson.
Take that how you will. I know you're going to watch it, so I'm not going to say anything.
Thank you.
Yes. In a few years, Michael, know what happens.
We're still waiting to watch the Avengers movie we got a couple of days ago.
Good.
But from yesterday, short hair.
Yeah. Yes. That's right.
Looks
short
hot.
Hair.
Yeah. Very sexy.
Yes. Yeah. Well, thank you. Oh, you mean Scarlett?
Yes.
Thank
well, you
too. Got it. Justin Bieber. Okay. So he made a video mocking the Taylor Swift video where she cried about a banana after she had LASIK surgery. There was a thing she got all, you know, emotional. Well, her Swifties got so upset because Hailey Bieber, Justin's wife, made the video.
Oh.
Okay. And she, you know, kind of apologized. Well, they're not having it.
You don't have a career. Shut up. Please, I can't stand it when people insert themselves into things. You don't have the pedigree. You don't have the vernacular. You don't have the catalog. You don't have the coin. Sis, you have a cute last name, and that has gotten you places. And you married Justin Bieber. That is all you have. You have nothing else. With all the privilege in the world working towards your favor, you're still a flop, Hailey Baldwin. So let it go. Please be quiet while adults are speaking.
Wow.
Leave Taylor alone.
Wow.
Leave him alone. You are a blot. Oh, wow.
I tried to find if I had that. The audio from Justin Bieber's.
Oh, yeah, I know. And that was weird. That was just weird. And, Mike, I just want to mention a very special birthday today. Your guy crush, Matt Damon, turns 49 years old today. Next year, 50. And I can see it right now. The Bourne colonoscopy. Huh?
You know what?
I can't run. I'm backed up. I can't run. I'm so sorry.
I wouldn't mind
Where's
that.
My mini pooper? Cooper, where is that? Oh, I can't run.
You know what? I do like the man Damon. I think
I know
he's just
you
a
do.
Cool dude.
He's your guy. He's a guy's guy.
I think so.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, by the way, a friend of yours who joins you on Facebook Live, listener.
Yeah.
To the Mike and Carla Morning Show, who has used to live here in Vegas, but now lives in St. Louis, made it on The Price is Right, which, by the way, airs today with her on it.
Yes, 10 o'clock our time.
All right, we're going to figure out, or she's going to tell us, basically, how
she can.
On the show.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to her in about 10, 15 minutes. All right, Carla, explain who this listener is.
This is Kathy Rennero is her name, and she followed us for a long time. Her husband worked here for quite some time. They recently moved to St. Louis because of his job. Listened to us. She used to come see me do comedy.
Right.
And she is on The Price is Right today.
Okay, so we have Kathy on the phone. Kathy, first of all, tell everybody how you got on the show.
So we went to L.A. We had, we looked around like Ellen, and, you know, you can get a lot of tickets to so my husband goes, hey, you want to go to Price is Right? So we just thought it would be fun just to sit in the audience. Well, about four producers come by. They kind of eyeball you like cattle. They kind of look you over. And every time one came by, I really clowned. I was like, oh my God, I have such a crush on Drew Carey. It's okay, though. My husband doesn't mind. Then the whole studio has to get their picture taken. And you just walk up and you stand there and they take a fast picture. Well, when I walked up, I was like, okay, I got my good blonde, my Perry-tastic. And I kind of flipped my hair around, acting silly. And then there was Stan, the producer. You have to get through Stan to get picked.
He came
and he's like, where are you from and what do you do? And I said, I live in St. Louis, Missouri, and I've been a nurse for 21 years and, you know, just out in L.A. on vacation and la, la, la. And I didn't think it was really that really good. And my husband said, well, I'm a territory manager for a concrete company. My job is boring, so I'm here for some excitement. And so I thought it would be him that got picked. Yeah, so then they seated us, and then we see these producers, and they're pointing various places in the audience. And I go, babe, they're pointing over here at us. So what that means is when they say, come on down, you realize the camera's like right on that person. They were pointing out to the cameramen the various places in the audience that people were going to get called down from. I didn't know that then.
Oh,
yeah.
See, these are the little insider secrets.
And then the first four got called. I'm just sitting there trying to, you know, look cute for the camera, la, la, la. And then girl goes on stage, and then I was the next one down. So I literally bid my you-know-what off for five or six times, and I didn't make it on stage, but they give you $300. Yeah, you don't get it till December. The person that won a car gets it in January, and we were out there in August, so that's how far they are behind on.
Okay.
Then they take you in a room, and the whole mood changes.
So
the
even
whole
if
mood
you...
turns dark.
Oh, really?
All 10 of us went in a room, and they're like this. All right, guys, if you share on social media, tell what you did, you are going to not get your prizes.
Yeah.
You sign a confidentiality agreement. So I've been telling people, you know, like, I'm going to be on it, but I never really kind of came out and said, but
no, that's cool.
Hour, what are they going to do to me now?
That's awesome.
It's almost like CIA stuff or espionage where they take you into a dark room.
All right, now listen.
Everybody
hold your hands up. We're going to tickle you.
And then there's a lady that stands off to the side of the stage with your name on a card. Because let's just say they said, Carla Ray, come on down. They might have said, what, did she say Darla J?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When you can't hear good. So there's a lady standing there with your name on a card.
Wow.
So you know that person.
All right. So
that's
it's on today.
Awesome.
It's on this
today.
Morning.
Yes,
it's
we don't know.
Morning, and I can't go back for 10 years.
Jeez. Even though you, okay, well, we don't
see,
know
our 30-day rule's nothing.
Yeah, I know it, man. But good info because, you know, when I was at Channel 3, we used to do the Wheel of Fortune thing.
Right.
And like you said, Kathy, the more personality, the better. They want it,
man.
They don't want people who are shy. You're awesome, Kathy.
It was so fun. Thanks, Carla.
Thanks,
Mike. Yeah, I enjoy you guys.
Thanks for still being out there, honey. We appreciate it and hope one day you make it back to Vegas.
We're coming in November.
Awesome.
You got anything scheduled during that week we could come see?
I may be with George Wallace, so I'll let you know.
Oh, my God. We'll totally come. So I'll check with you before then.
All right, but listen, you stand in a line.
Yes, that's right.
And then I walk up and down the line to select who goes in to see the show.
We have to make sure they're good laughers.
Yes. And once you get in, I put you in a room, and then
I debrief you.
And you get strong arms.
Kathy, good luck. We can't wait to watch.
Yes.
Thanks, you guys. Thank you so much.
That is amazing inside stuff.
Isn't that great?
I didn't know they take you in a dark room.
I didn't know that either. I know it. They have to have, I mean, it's like the Gestapo, isn't it? Wait, what? Okay.
It's like you're joining a club or a cult or something.
Ow, my fingers. Ow.
All right. Talk about winning. We have those tickets to give away before you could even buy them. Fleetwood Mac. And we'll tell you how to win those in about 6-7 minutes from now.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
They crack me up. It keeps me up to date.
Great music.
All the other stations in the morning are pretty lame.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
That's so exciting about Kathy being on The Price is Right.
Yeah.
And although she said, you know, I didn't price anything.
No.
I didn't get on stage, but just being there had to be excited.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we thought with that said, with these Fleetwood Mac tickets, we're going to play a round of Spy the Lie.
Yes.
And in this game, you have to figure out who's lying about being at a game show or a show being taped.
Right. Right.
Morty, you said you've been to a taping of a show.
Yeah. Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune. Did not get on stage, though.
No.
Okay.
But, yeah. Actually, I've been to Wheel of Fortune twice.
Okay.
That's really cool.
John, what about you?
Yes, I was at Late Night with David Letterman, his first season with CBS at the Ed Sullivan Theater.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
If I believe you.
I mean...
And what about you?
You know, as far as being on a show, like a Late Night, I've done that. But I was actually... I was actually on the local version of Bozo the Clown. A lot of places did Bozo locally, and I was actually on Bozo the Clown.
Really?
Yeah, I sure was.
All right, so out of those three, Spy the Lie, which one is telling the lie? All right, it's 702-739-9636. We'll put the phone lines on hold.
What
I can't do that now because you took my show.
No.
Go to Marcy, you're going to see Fleetwood Mac.
I am so excited.
I can tell.
I'm at work.
Everybody was telling the truth.
Yeah, there you go, Darcy. You got it.
That's good.
Yeah, lucky for you, the game was a bust, but doesn't matter. You got the tickets. You're going to see Fleetwood Mac November 16th, T-Mobile Arena. Now, these tickets from the Kelleher Cooling and Heating Prize Closet, so hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. Oh, by the way.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
Give us a Go Knights Go.
Go Knights Go.
The latest winner in the 10K Payday Contest. It was Joe DeChristopher that got the call from the Beasley Banker, letting him know that he won $1,000.
Awesome.
So Joe's $1,000 richer.
Awesome.
That's it. Awesome.
That's all you got from Joe.
All right.
Qualified for the $10,000 grand prize, which we announce on this morning's show on Monday in the 9 o'clock hour. So your next chance to win, cash in, less than an hour from now. Wendy Rush will come in, have a new code word for you at about 10 o'clock, so make sure you're listening for that. Weird, wild, wacky stories. The other news coming up after Blondie, Heart of Glass.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. This is an MTA worker in New York. I guess that's the Mass Transit Authority.
Yes.
He got fired a few years ago, but apparently nobody ever told payroll. So he kept showing up on payday just to get his check for up to 4 years.
Yeah.
He did this for 4 years.
Yeah, okay.
And it added up to about $250,000. Now it looks like he could face fraud charges. Well, why is it his fault?
Oh, man. Wow. Okay.
He just accepted checks. Yeah. It's not his fault.
Yeah. They kept paying him.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Okay. All right.
I don't know what you want me to do. I kept showing up. They kept paying me. Guy in Texas robbed a bank and to pay for his wedding on Saturday. He didn't wear a mask, and his fiance saw the surveillance shots of him that the police posted on Facebook that afternoon. So she told her fiance, why don't you just turn yourself in? I know it sounded like a good idea at the time. You know, I'll rob a bank. I can pay for the wedding and the ring and everything. Didn't work out.
Yeah, I guess not.
Don't you normally pay for that stuff ahead of time?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's Texas. Maybe.
Yes. Yeah.
Maybe it's a different kind of wedding.
Yeah.
So the wedding's been canceled.
Well.
It's not been postponed. It's been canceled.
Well, one teacher's in trouble. Not in Texas, but in Georgia, because she told her class that the Confederate flag means you want to marry your sister. Parents very upset because she totally left out cousins. I'm sure that's why they, but very upset. She's in hot water now.
Oh, that's too bad.
And just picture this. I know. Three drug smugglers from Colombia.
Mm-hmm.
They're on a boat carrying 1.2 tons of cocaine.
Yeah.
And it capsized. Well, they survived for most of the day, about 8 hours, by hanging on to the floating bales of cocaine. just floating. The Coast Guard finally caught up with them, and they're going to be spending a lot of time in jail. But thank God for those cocaine bales that they could just float on for several hours.
Jack?
Jack? I know. Yeah. Rose, Jack.
Don't
Rose,
let go.
Rose, Jack, Rose.
Don't let go, cocaine.
Well, honey, get on something because we got a couple tons of coke right here. So
pick one and stick with
it. I'm surprised. It doesn't melt? I mean, doesn't it dissolve? It should, but it must be packed. I mean, you know, if you're smugglers, I guess you know how to pack that well, so not a lot of water gets in there.
Packed very well.
Yes, very well.
Those bricks are wrapped with a bunch of tape. Not like they know, but
I've heard. I watch movies.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. They were only hoping that wooden door would go down. Jeez. It's Tuesday. That's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Well, it has been about a month since Hurricane Dorian hit the Bahamas as a Category 5 storm. So this is pretty amazing. A group called Big Dog Ranch Rescue has been searching for animals trapped under rubble to recover, you know, a lot of their bodies. Hopefully, some will be alive. You just never know. Last Friday, they found a dog that somehow survived this whole time. A drone with an infrared scanner spotted him. Then rescuers found him pinned under an air conditioner, surrounded by rubble. He survived for a month on nothing but rainwater, is what they're figuring out. They found him just east of Grand Bahama, rail thin. They said he could barely walk, really weak, but he was alive. They immediately gave him a can of food that they said he just scarfed it down, which I'm sure he did. Flew him to an animal hospital near West Palm Beach, and he's doing a lot better. They named him Miracle for obvious reasons. He's the 138th dog that they've saved in the Bahamas in the past month. So as soon as he's healthy, they're going to put him up for adoption like some of the others. Yeah, wow. I know. I love this. I love this story. There's a team out there, and it's called D-Vet. There's D-Mat, D-Mort, obviously, you know what those are for, and D-Vet, and that's what they do. They try to save them or at least recover these animals whenever there's a disaster.
That's amazing.
I know.
What a great story. That's why we always tell people if you have an amazing story, a good story, a feel-good story, just submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. 9:39, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon sponsored by Insperity, the employee benefits and full-service HR support. Visit Insperity.com. Recapping the show. Boy, we covered a lot of a lot of things this morning.
Yes, we did.
We talked about hairstyles. And Carla, those pictures of us that you posted on the Facebook page, our Facebook page.
Oh, good.
Getting some hits.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, they sure are taking some hits. Jeez, people. Oh, wow.
We also talked about allowances. How much are you paying your kids? Yeah. And what are they doing, or what did you do?
Yeah, they're making $120 a month now on average.
It might pay more to be a kid.
Yeah. Well, anytime. I'll go back.
And our good friend Kathy, who's on the Price is Right,
yes,
called in to give us the inside skinny how to get on this show or maybe some other game shows.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and that airs, what, 10 o'clock this morning?
Yep, it airs at 10 o'clock in just a few minutes. Yep.
She was great. If you missed it, we'll post that on our Mike and Carla Morning Show page. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, and be kind to each other. How about that?
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.